Today we're going to learn Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are already holding almost halfway down the page at Amar Rav Chista, about four lines before the lines get wide. It says Gemara Amar Rav Chista, Zenusa Bebeisa Ki Kar Yolashom Shema. If there's Zenus in a house, that is like a worm in sesame seeds. It's just like the worm eats them up and destroys them and takes it away. So too, Zenus destroys a home. Amar Rav Chista took for Bebeisa. If there's anger in a house, Ki Kar Yolashom Shema. Also the same negative effect. Edivi Edivi Edivi. So they both apply if it's a woman who has these midos, because of a begavra less than that. But if a man has these midos, it's not quite as damaging if he's mezana or he is a balkas. Vamra of chista, another terrible thing about zinus, but chila kodem shchatu Yisrael, before the Jewish people committed a sin of arayos, ha'isa shchina sharim kalecha ve'echad, everyone had the shchina with them. Shenamar ki Hashem elokecha misalech bekerav machanecha. Hashem was amongst our machane. Kivan shchatu. But once we sinned, the Shechina abandoned us. That when there's Ervas Davar, the Shechina abandons us. Actually, before we get to that, this is the main point. Number one is when there is Znos, it will destroy the home, much like anger destroys the home, and the Shechina will abandon us. Person does a mitzvah in this world, the mitzvah will run ahead of him in order to pave the way for him. Your tzedakah, your mitzvahs go in front of you. If you violate an aveira in this world, it's gonna wrap itself around you and schlep you for your own nesh in Yom Adin. It will latch onto you like a dog. Why the double expression? To be with her in this world? Because he knew that if Yosef knew that if he was going to be with Eishes Potiphar in this world, he's not going to be able to shake her in Olam Haba, because the Aveira is going to stick with him. So, main point number two, our mitzvos run in front of us to pave the way for us in Olam Haba, and our averos latch onto us and will not let go till we receive our punishment in Olam Haba. Now, we had said way back in Daf Beis Amud Beis that the Mishnah says that one aide is believed to testify about a sota, that the husband was mekane to her and she was nistra. If she was a sota, already had kinui stira, one aid is believed to say that she was nitma. And we learned it from the pasuk, the aid ein ba, that you don't have two aidim, but it sounds like you do have one aid, and that's enough to make her aser. So now the Gemara brings a Mishnah from later on in the sixth parak that's going to discuss all sorts of similar limudim. Tanan hasam. We're going to say way later in this masechta that one aid says, I saw this woman was nitma after this kinui stira. So we believe the aid, and she doesn't drink because she's vaday nitma. We assume that she absolutely is an adulteress. Shahaya badin, because we really should not have believed him. Had the Torah not told us that we're supposed to, I would have thought that it's kal v'chomer that we don't believe him. Uma edus harishona, if edus of yichud, she'eno sarta yisrolam, which will not prohibit her forever, because she could always drink the mesot and become muteres. Einem skams pachs mishnaim, you still need two witnesses to verify it. Edus achrona, edus of tuma, which is more chamor, she'osar to Isra Olam, which will be a permanent Isra that she's going to earn from that. And I would think you definitely need to aid him for that. So that's why we have to have the drasha from the pasuk, the aid ein ba. But if you have any sort of aidus, even just one aid, that's enough to make her tame. So to consider her a vaday adulteress. So once we bring the Mishnah that there's a limit from the Torah to trust Meir Echad about Tuma, so the Mishnah asks on the opposite side that we can learn from here that Meir Echad Lechora should also be believed for Stira. So Kal Vachomel Eidus Harishana Meata Uma Eidus Hachrona Shosar. If one aid is enough to believe about Tuma, which doesn't have such a lasting impact, then one aid should definitely be enough to be believed about Stira, which doesn't even have a lasting impact. That's why the pasuk says Kimatzva Ervas Davar. Use the word Davar. Ula lanu omer. When it talks about two and three edim, it uses the word davar. So ma davar ha'amur la'alon al pishnayim edim, afkan al pishnayim. That's how we know that over here by the stira, it's necessary to have two edim. is the idea that 1:8 is not believed that stira really derived from the word davar, mi ba nafka. I thought it's derived from the word ba. The Gemara had said that from the word ba, we say that edus tuma, you could have 1:8 and that would be good enough, but not any other edus relating to this woman. So isn't that the drasha that teaches us that for stira you need 2 edim? Ba velo bikinoi, ba velo bistira mi ba'ile. The Tana should have said above and you don't have to bring this gezeirah shavah davar davar, because the Torah already says that it's only by edus tuma, not by edus kinoi, not by edus stira. So it says Maral Chinami Kamar Tamalam ba bavlo bekinoi bavlo bestira. You're right, we should change around the words a little bit. It's not from davar davar that we learn that you need 2 edim for stira. It's from the double expression. It's from the expression of ba. So the fact that the Tana brings davar davar is really for something else. The tuma bialma bavlo kinoi bavlo stira delam emanet echad min alam. How do I know in general that if there isn't yet raglayim ledavar, you don't already have all the arrows pointing in the direction of guilt, you don't have a past history over here of kinoi and stira, and you just have stam, a guy walks into base and says this woman cheated on her husband, how do I know in such a case we do not believe the ed echad? That's what Nemar Kan ki matzah ba'ervas davar, v'nemar l'alan al pishnayim edel b'lishol she'edim yakum davar, ma davar amal l'alan me'edim shnayim, afkan edim shnayim. That's where I need davar davar to teach me that drasha, that I need 2 edim in general about the isser of about the edus of a woman who cheated on her husband. So main point over here, we derive that you only need 1 ed for edus tuma from the pasuk the ed ein ba. We derive from the word ba that you do need 2 edim for edus stira, and we derive from davar davar that when there's edus tuma without kinoi stira, you also need 2 edim. Now we said that there's a distinction between the first edus and the latter edus. You know, the Gemara brings a brice that explains what exactly that means, first edus and latter edus. So we were talking about the edus stira and the edus tuma. So Tan Rabban, ezu edus rishona. What is the edus rishona that we were talking about that requires 2 edim? Zu edus stira. That's an edus on the yichud, on the fact that she went into a private place with this fellow. Edus achrona, zu edus tuma, and edus achrona is a reference to edus tuma. Vekama shir stira, how long does stira last for? Kedei tuma, kedei bia, the amount of time that it takes to be mitame, which means the amount of time that it takes to have bia. What is kedei bia? Kedei ha-ra'a, not the amount of time to have a full gemar bia, but just a partial penetration. Kedei ha-kafas dekel, the amount of time that a person can walk around a dekel tree. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, meaning if you're not sure how long that is, you time yourself walking around a dekel tree. That's how long it is. Rabbi Lazar Omer, kedei mezigas ha-kos, the amount of time that it takes in order to dilute a cup of wine with water. Rabbi Yishua Omer, kedei l'shtosu, the amount of time that it takes to drink a diluted kos. Ben Azai Omer, kedei l'tzel speitza, the amount of time that it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kedei l'goma, the amount of time it takes to swallow a roasted egg. Rabbi Dam Seira Omer, kedei l'gmar shlosh beitzim zuachazu, to swallow 3 eggs, one after the other. Rabbi Lazar Yemi Omer, kedei l'kshogardi nima, to tie the threads on the weaving thing. Chan ben Pinchas Omer, kedei shetoshet yadol tov pi alitol kisim, the amount of time that it takes to stick her hand into her mouth in order to take a splinter out. Plimo Omer, kedei shetoshet yada lesal little kikar, the amount of time that it takes to stick her hand into a basket to take a loaf of bread. Ve'af pishen raya ledavar zeichel ledavar, and even though we don't have a raya to this, that it's the amount of time that it takes to stick your hand into a loaf of to a basket of bread, we have a zeichel to it. Why? Because it says ki badishazona ki kikar le'ad kikar lechem, that it links an ishazona to a kikar lechem. So we said that the shir is kedei tuma, kedei bia, kedei ara, kedei kavz dekel, mekolani lamali. Why do I need all of these different shirim? Tzrichi dita kedei tuma avamina kedei tuma savar tusa. If you only would have said kedei tuma, I would have thought that counts the time that it takes to convince her to sleep with him. So kamashma kedei bia. That's why I say no, just the amount of time it takes to have bia. V'itan kedei bia havamina kedei gemar bia, the amount of time it takes to have a full bia. Kamash malon kedei ha-ra'a. That's right, that's to say kedei ha-ra'a. Should we keep going here? Yeah, a little bit. V'yashminan k'dei ha'ara, havamina k'dei ha'ara v'yartusa. I would have thought the amount of time that it takes to convince her and do that tchilas bia. Kamashmalan k'dei tuma. That's what I say, k'dei tuma. V'kama k'dei ha'ara, k'dei ha'kafas dekel. And then, how long is k'dei ha'ara? Well, that, in reality, in the real world, you can test it easily by walking around a dekel tree, and you'll know exactly how long k'dei ha'ara is. So we'll stop there, but the main point is the Gemara gave many, many ways to measure exactly what the shear of Kedei Tumah is, but ultimately what all of those ways are trying to measure is how long it takes to do Ha'ara'a without any Ritzui in advance. Just the amount of time that it takes to do the Maisa of Tchilas Bia. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Uriminhi next time.